Indeed. You're talking about glasses earlier. Now, physicists have come up with an almost perfect anti-reflecting coating. If you're making a camera or a telescope or a microscope, you don't want light being wasted by reflections because it doesn't get to your eyepiece and you can't see what you're looking at as well. Now, traditionally, there's a way of doing this. What you do is you add a very thin layer of coating of a different material on the top and you get two reflections. And if you get it right, those two reflections cancel each other out, which is great, and you get no reflection. The problem is it will only work for one colour of light. Normally, they tune it to work for green lights, so the red and the blue don't get reflected.
Why green?
Well, green is in the centre of the spectrum, so it gives you the best coverage of all different colours and works best.
So is that why when I look at a lens of, say, binoculars, glasses, camera, it looks purple?
Yeah, the expensive ones have got this coating on, and it looks, the blue and the red get reflected, so they look purple.
So the green goes, and red plus blue equals purple?
Yeah, that's the idea.
So that's bad, because any light that's being lost or reflected from a lens means that it's not going onto the film or onto the chip in the camera to get the best picture, so you don't want that.
Yeah, and especially if you're in the military, you get reflections off your binoculars and the enemy can see where you are, which is a really bad thing.
Oh, right, so how can they get around it?
Well, Fred Schubert in Rensselaer Polytechnic in New York has come up with a different approach. Now, reflections happen when the refractive index of a material changes quickly. So you go from air to glass, you get a big change very quickly.
Well, like air, water.
Or air and water.
And you get reflection off the surface of the water, for example.
Yeah. So it's a big change in refractive index very quickly. But if you can change refractive index very gently, you don't get any reflections. The problem is getting something with properties with refractive index almost like glass in a solid, which no one's managed to come up with before. Now, Fred's come up a way of depositing very, very tiny silica nanorods at an angle, which is mostly air, so the properties are mostly like air. And then he can tune the properties very slowly with lots of different layers by changing the angle.
Why are they mostly air?
Well, because you only have a few hairs. It's a bit like having a few hairs around the place. So most of the stuff there is air, so the properties are mostly like air. And you can tune the properties by changing the angle of them in different layers. So you can go smoothly from air refractive index to glass refractive index, which point you get virtually no reflection at all. And all the light goes through and you get a much brighter picture.
How easy is this to do? I mean, it's all working very nicely in a lab, I presume. But is this going to be viable for glasses, cameras, binoculars?
I mean, I would guess it's probably not going to be very good for external surfaces because it's not going to it's going to be a bit easy to damage. But inside, there's still lots of layers of glass, pieces of glass in a camera system, so it'd be very useful for all the internal ones, I'd have thought.
What about things like photovoltaic cells, solar cells? Obviously, you want to gather as much energy in as you can and reflect the least. Could it be used for that?
Yeah, and people are talking about if you cover the solar cells with that, then you don't lose 10 or 20% of the light just reflected and you get more power out of your solar cell.
Thanks, Dave. It's The Naked Scientist with Dr. Chris and Dr. Dave. We're talking this week about the science of heart disease and the new options that medicine has for sufferers of heart disease. We'll be joined later by Dr. Neil Campbell, who's a cardiologist. He's working at the London Chest Hospital and he's going to talk to us about some of the causes and consequences of heart disease and some of the things we can actually do about it.
The Naked Scientists, supported by the Wellcome Trust.